or mute? Have you ever encountered someone with whom you couldn't communicate? Have you ever met someone who spoke a different language? What were your reactions? How did you feel? Inadequate? Inept? Incompetent? I've just spent a week in France visiting various sawmills. Some of the people that we saw spoke English, some, however, didn't. Now, I have forgotten most of the French that I learnt whilst I was at school, but thankfully I do remember some. And because of that, it wasn't that easy to communicate with the people who couldn't speak English. And so I had to use my trusty phone with Google to translate some of the various words that I needed to use to help me to speak to the various people. I can also remember the first rugby tournament that James played at. And at that tournament, there was a team of children who were deaf. And over lunch, we shared a table with them. And we had difficulty as well speaking to them because I'm afraid I'm not particularly good at sign language. And so trying to speak to some of them who could speak, some of them had got brain implants put on, which sent waves through to the brain, which enabled them to hear. And so we used them to a certain extent as translators. During the lunch, they spoke to us and they taught us a bit of the sign language alphabet. And that all helped with doing the conversation with them. Now, in that situation, again, I felt very inadequate and inept and incompetent. But on the other hand, what would they feel where every day they struggle to communicate with so many others? And as we heard in today's gospel, it gives us an encounter that Jesus had with a person who was deaf and mute. Jesus is, however, completely adequate for this person's needs. His use of sign language goes beyond anything that I could ever try. Now, Jesus had just come out of Tyre and after healing the Syrophoenician woman. And then he came to an area on the southeast side of the Sea of Galilee where some people brought to him a man who was deaf and mute. And they begged Jesus to lay his hands on him and to heal him of his infirmity. Now, we ourselves are like this man. We are often deaf and mute. By nature, we can't hear the Lord calling us to do his will. We don't listen and obey very well. We go off and we often do our own thing instead of what he wants us to do. We get so wrapped up in our own self-centeredness that we just don't hear him. We don't take the time to hear from him about the wonderful promises that he has made us in this world. We don't tell others about the wonderful Savior that we have got in Jesus. Maybe perhaps we feel inept and inadequate. Maybe we feel that we're unable to share with others this saving gospel. And for that reason, therefore, we don't share with others the hope that lies within us. We don't invite others to come to church with us. We don't explain to others how Jesus has set us free from our bondage. So, as I say, we too can be deaf and mute, like the man in the gospel reading. Now, a girl came home from school one day and she ran straight to the front door. And as soon as she got in through the front door, she just burst out with tears. And so the floodgates had opened. Now, you were doing some housework or you may have been reading the paper or perhaps getting an evening meal ready. And when you heard your daughter crying, what do you do? Well, you drop absolutely everything you're doing. Somehow, whatever it was, well, it just wasn't important anymore. Your daughter needs your acceptance and your love. She needed you to put your arms around her. Now later, she may need someone to listen to her, but at that particular moment, all she needed was to know that you cared for her. And similarly, in the text today, Jesus took the deaf and mute man, and he took him away from the crowd. Jesus was doing something very important for this man. Jesus wanted him to know that nothing else mattered for him apart from this man. And Jesus wanted him to know that he was loved and accepted, and that this was just for him. This was Jesus showing him, you are important to me, even if the world has pushed you aside or marginalized you. You matter to me. I value this time that I have just with you. And also, that is how Jesus feels about all of us. He is always ready to hear our prayer. He is always interested in hearing about our day, and he wants to dry our tears. He is always ready to receive our thanks and praise. He's always ready to hear about our disappointments. He's always there for us. He's ready to hold us and comfort us. In fact, when we don't pray, he prays for us. Pulling him away from the crowd by himself, Jesus wanted to make sure that the deaf and mute man saw everything that was about to happen. He didn't want him to get distracted by the crowd. This was going to be a big event, the biggest he had ever seen, and Jesus did not want him to miss anything. Now, you have just laid your little boy down to go to sleep a few hours ago, and then you went off to sleep yourself. After a while, you hear him screaming. You look at the clock. It's 1 o'clock. And as you enter his room, the high-pitched screams, they get louder and louder. You pick him up from his cot. Now, you can't explain to him that he's only having a bad dream. You can't reason with him that he really ought to go back to sleep so that he can grow up to be a strong and healthy lad. All he needs is he needs you to hold him in your arms. He needs to feel that his mum or dad are there to protect him. He needs to feel that you care. And how do you tell somebody that you're going to help him or her when they can't hear or understand you? How do you convey to them that they can trust you? You talk to them the sign language of love. And exactly what Jesus did. He gently pulled him to the side, away from the crowd. Then Jesus stuck his fingers in the man's ears, and he touched the man's tongue with his finger. And by doing this, he confirmed for the man that he understood his problem and that he wanted to fix it. And so Jesus also does this for you. Jesus knows your problems. He knows what your biggest stumbling blocks are. He knows what ails you. He knows you inside and out. As God said to the prophet Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." God's relationship with you goes back a long way. He has known you from the time of your conception. He knows you better than you know yourself, and he's always ready to help. And Jesus continued his sign language. He looked up to heaven. That was to show that the man, where he was rooted, to verify for him that this was no regular man. This was no prophet or rabbi. This is God. The man who he just saw for the very first time only moments before is the one from whom the prophets foretold, the Messiah. The person of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke. When he comes, the eyes of the blind will be opened and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. The lame will leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute will shout for joy. Do you remember? Do you remember when it happened? Do you remember hearing those words, "I love you. Will you marry me? I'm pregnant. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. It's a boy. It's a girl." Do you remember what you felt? Joy, exhilaration, astonishment. Do you remember what you thought? Wow, amazing. Oh my goodness. Imagine if Jesus himself spoke the first words you ever heard. Jesus sighed a deep sigh and said to the man, "Ephphatha, be opened." And as he spoke, the man's ears were opened and his tongue was loosened. Imagine if Jesus himself spoke those first words you ever heard. What would you feel or think then? Jesus cares about our physical ailments. He cares that our car doesn't particularly work very well. He cares that we may not have lots of money in the bank. And he cares more deeply than that, much more deeply than that. We have a bigger problem than our physical ailments. We have a spiritual problem. We sin. We sin a lot. We think or speak evil of others. And we don't love God perfectly as his law demands. In fact, I think we sin more than a lot. We sin all the time. And only God can fix it. And fix it he did. He demonstrated the sign language of love for us. He humbled himself. He came to this earth to be born of a woman. He suffered at the hands of the Roman guards and the Jewish crowds. He took their insults. He hung on a cross and cried out, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me?" He bowed his head and he said, "It is finished." He rose from the dead on Easter day. He ascended into heaven and prepared a place for each one of us. And because Jesus has given us the sign language of love expressed in his death and resurrection, we express this sign language of love to others. We show our wives that we love them with hugs and kisses. We demonstrate to our husbands that we respect them. We indicate to our children that we care about them by listening to them and talking with them. We express to our co-workers and acquaintances that we appreciate them by offering our assistance to them. We tell them about what Jesus has done for them. We show others our concern for them with the sign language of love.